President Biden says he is concerned that lives will be lost this holiday weekend as COVID cases surge in parts of the country due to the more contagious Delta variant. As of right now, the CDC reports more than 328 million vaccine doses have been administered. Nearly 55% of the U.S. population has had at least one dose. 47% of us are fully vaccinated. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil joining us live from Washington, D.C. with more on what the experts are concerned about. Primarily, of course, this contagious Delta variant. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, the Delta variant, no joke. We did get some good news this morning. Johnson & Johnson says that their vaccine provides about 8 months at a minimum of immunity from the Delta variant. We know that the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna also provide immunity so people don't get sick with this Delta variant and critically ill. But there's still serious concern. There are pockets of the country where you got a lot of people who have not yet gotten vaccinated. That could be problematic, especially heading into this busy holiday weekend.
I don't think anybody should go through what we had to go through. Especially with this new variant.
18-year-old Adriana Jones from Missouri knows all too well the dangers of the Delta variant, a more contagious mutation of COVID that took the life of her mother, Trisha, just 45 years old.
She was like my best friend. She was my best friend.
As the country readies to celebrate the 4th of July, the Delta variant is hitting some places hard. It's now responsible for a quarter of all new cases in the U.S., and that number is expected to rise. Not only more transmissible, some experts fear it could lead to more serious illness.
And because there is concern that it may cause more severe infections than other COVID variants, we're watching it carefully.
Los Angeles County Health Officer Barbara Ferrer recommends people go back to wearing masks indoors. This week, LA County saw its highest spike in cases since April.
Put your vaccine on it.
Delta variant cases also spiked in the Dakotas and Montana and parts of the Midwest. Experts are concerned about spread in the Southeast, where vaccination rates are the lowest in the nation, and in states like Oklahoma, where testing rates lag behind.
If we're going to slow the spread, we have to be very, very cautious and watch what happens in Oklahoma.
Slowing the spread could be especially problematic heading into the holiday weekend. The White House says it's one more reminder about the importance of getting vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, you're safe. If you're not vaccinated, you're at risk of getting the virus.
Now, the CDC tracks deaths week by week. So we took a look at those numbers, and while it's true that the Delta variant has had spikes in cases in places all around the country, the death rate has continued to go down. So hopefully, even though we have this weekend where we know there are going to be a lot of people out, a lot of people together, hopefully that trend continues and the death rates at least continue to go down in decline.